And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I've got a bit more to say this week than last week.
Hey!
Which I am quite pleased about. I had nothing last week, nothing. But I have this week, this show, you know, every week I go, oh, a bit of a mixed bag this week, bit of a mixed bag. We're starting and ending properly. The whole of the middle's a right mess. And I've also got a word of the week that's quite mental. But before that, let's get something that I got through the post, the Punky Radio PO box this week from Nicotine Records. I love getting stuff from Nicotine Records. This is the Broken Dolls and Shake My Dick. So you're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got some additional material for you here, but before I do, I'd like to know, what is the Broken Dolls MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Broken Dolls?
No, ha ha ha, fooled you. It's MySpace.com/ Broken Dolls. That makes it poorly be the internet. One, Tony Neil, that's from the album 259, and that is, you're right, I picked that track because it's a real cock rock album, Italian rock and roll, and I thought, seeing as it's cock rock, we might as well play Shake My Dick off it, which they've rather sweetly called on the sleeve, Shake dot dot dot. They obviously didn't want to write My Dick on their album. I imagine they were giving it to their mothers.
Okay.
Which doesn't really explain track five, which is called Hard Wood, but then I suppose there's a way around that. Right, so I have some additional material for you now. This has come through. Let me see this. Now, this is a very early gig guide.
Oh, okay.
It's not a Tony's International gig guide. I'm just going to read it out. It is with the deepest regret that I must announce the passing of our good friend and fellow strummer camper, Dave Howard. I know a lot of you will have known him and will miss him as much as we will. A truer compadre you will never meet again. Our deepest condolences to Dave and all of his family. There's going to be a fundraiser in Huddersfield to raise funds. That's what fundraisers do. For the hospice that took care of him. I hope some of you will be able to get over to it on the 7th of May at the parish in Huddersfield. There are five bands that have all previously played Strummer Camp and met Dave over the years that want to help make this day a special one to remember him by also DJ Gadge. We'll be spinning some tunes. Details are on the link on the Scamp FB page. Hope to see you there. That came through from TNS Records. And obviously, Punky Radio's condolences to the family, and I hope it goes really, really well. I won't be able to be there. I'll be at what will appear to be the other end of the world, and I'll be in Holsworthy that night. But should you be in Huddersfield, do try and get to that gig. Also, you might remember we were asking people about what we're going to do for the 300th show, which is in, what, 5 weeks now, is it?
5 weeks, yep.
5 weeks, blimey. Our 300th show. I can't believe we haven't come to blows in that time. We have come close once or twice. But I did ask people to go on our Facebook pages. If you type in Punky Radio, you'll find the Facebook page for Punky Radio, and give us your favourite songs that you've heard over the years that you like to play for the 300th show.
Yeah.
This through from Josh. For show 300, I would love to hear Sir Dance-A-Lot by the New Town Centres.
That'd be maybe nice.
Part of a From the Vault super special, perhaps. All the best, Josh. Josh, it'll be on for show 300. We played it two or three times, haven't we? But it's weird, isn't it, that all these people that are really, really into punk rock do like a bit of pop music when we play it. Interesting, because we're playing a bit of pop music later on in the show this week, but then, hey, that's just how it works. The other thing... Oh, I will just read this other thing, which is also on the Facebook page as well. Please do leave comments on the Facebook page. You will notice we've pretty much killed off MySpace, or rather MySpace just died without our help.
Mm.
But this also, and again, this is a taking the piss thing from Frenzy of Tongs, who have quite clearly been watching me getting angry with people using what I consider to be incorrect language on the show. Anyway, gadzooks! Methinks, episode 293, episode 293, John.
No doubt.
293, Tet Anus, was the cat's ass. Open brackets, got a degree I have in English literature. Bob's your uncle, close brackets. There we go. Fair enough. We will do nothing, I realise, other than say, you're absolutely right. Episode 293, John, was indeed very, very good. Should we get on the next song?
Yeah.
Right, next song. Now, this is interesting. I like Voodoo Rhythm Records, as you know. And Voodoo Rhythm Records have a right mixed bag of stuff. And this week's is no exception. What's come through this week? This is like a super punky Voodoo Rhythm magical, in that it's Mamoru Oshin, who we have played once or twice, who are a Swiss Cajun band, and they've made a CD with Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. So it's a double whammy, Tony. It's a double whammy.
Cool.
And it's a fantastic album. I listened to some of the tracks this afternoon. It's exactly, if you are familiar with both bands, it is pretty much a cross between the two. The songs are either Cajun with some blues in there, or blues with some Cajun in there. That's pretty much how it rolls. I don't really like that expression, but that's true. It's from an album called Louisiana Sun. And the track I picked off is actually the last track on it. Great album. What I want to know is, what is Mamoru Oshin's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Mamoru Oshin.
It is indeed. That's probably being Internet One, Tony One. And what is Hip Bone Slim's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
No, ha! It's MySpace.com/Hip Bone Slim. So that's probably been Internet 2, Tony 1, and this is Paint the Town Red. Paint the Town Red. That was Mama Rosine versus Hipbone Slim, Tony.
Cool.
Yes, I know that you can legitimately only say cool because you actually haven't heard that song yet because I sent you the wrong one this afternoon.
Yeah.
So you will be getting that sent straight after the show. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Okay. I've got a feeling I'm going to get the hiccups. So this would be a great time, judging by the pauses there while I was trying to sort out the old sternum. Have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Not many, but I do have some. Thank you for all your comments.
Actually, in that case, then one of them is probably for me, is it?
Yep. Please do vote for us. They're drying up a little bit.
Good lord, what was that?
These microphones are way too sensitive. That is a bulb falling out of the ceiling in the bathroom behind me.
How do you know? Are you making the show in the bathroom?
No, I'm doing it in the second bedroom, but it's happened before. The lights right. don't turn off, and they get so hot, it melts the casing and right. eventually fall out.
Do you live in Amityville?
Yeah.
Right.
This flat's got issues.
But of course anyway. The flat's got issues. You live there.
Well, anyway. Podcast Alley. Thanks for your votes. We aren't getting many, so please do vote for us. Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com. Top of screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if so wish. Read them out. Please do vote for us. We're getting like one or two a week at the moment, so... Please pop in, pop us a vote. I like reading your comments out. And here's the top two for this week. You guys never fail to deliver the goods. That's Woody B3. Thanks, Woody B3.
Go, Woody B3.
And he never fails to vote for us.
Yes, that's right. Unlike some of you who seem to have fallen off the radar somewhat in your podcast alley voting.
Yes.
I don't mind being angry with listeners.
No.
I realise that we should be trying to get more, but I've had enough of them.
But in 300 shows, they can do something for us.
Yeah, do something for us, listeners. Mm.
Next comment. Well, it's about time I got round to voting. I think it would be nice if everyone else did as well. And told us some of their favourite songs for the end of show. Personally, I really like that Plastron one. That's from Paulie B. Thanks, Paulie B.
Thank you very much, Paulie B. At least you're still listening.
Yes. And Plastron. Not
that
bad
idea. Plastron one I was on about. I think it's called Scary Circus.
Right.
So we've got Sir Dance-a-Lot and Scary Circus so far. So we've got six left. So get on with it. Get on with your requests, because it's not long now.
And that's it for Podcast Alley.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a telling tale of our times. And that's all the tease. I've got word of the week. I might as well do that now. This came as a direct result of me doing a gig in Forest Hill in South East London last Saturday. First act on. Spent 20 minutes talking about his... sex tourist holiday to Thailand, right? Which nice. Surprised everybody. But there was one bit when he went rather bizarrely. Before he went to an STD clinic before he went, check he was all right, before he went to see prostitutes in Thailand. It's quite odd. But he told this thing about how he got really horny in the STD clinic because the nurse was quite fit. And he got a serious erection. And I say that, a serious erection. And he got... the bit of fluid that comes along before the fun starts, and then it rested on his tummy, and then when he drew it away, this is how he described it, when he drew it away he was left with what looked like a thin line of spit between his erect penis and his stomach. And I didn't really think much about this, well I was trying not to, until in the break we're all sat there and I went, thanks very much for telling us all about your pre-cum tightrope. Not realising that, fuck it, that's a punky phrase of the week. If you have a word of the week for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tightly email word of the week. This week's one is quite simply a pre-cum tight. Have you ever had a pre-cum tightrope, Tony?
No.
I've had plenty.
Oh, okay.
But rather than dwell on that, I thought we'd maybe get into a bit of ketchup mania.
I'm gonna go.
Ketchup Mania and a track called Sakura Uta, which is from their Best Of, which is out now via Japan Files. And I'm going to be saying a little bit about Japan again. Excuse me. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Ketchup Mania's website?
Ketchupmania.jp.
Nice idea, but it's not. It's ketchup-mania.com, and do check them out. A little bit of Japanese pop punk there for you, and that was, yeah, a little bit scary as well. Like it. What am I talking about? Oh yeah, the reason that I played those is that on Sunday I went to a benefit for Japan. You know, they had all that trouble with earthquakes and tidal waves and nuclear explosions and fucking Godzilla.
Yeah.
Well, a huge amount of rockabillies owe a lot to Japan, because there's a label called Japin Rockin' that has brought out a lot of rockabilly psychobilly releases. So they decided to do something for them, and they did a gig at Dingwalls, which is in Camden, on Sunday. And I was invited by Rob, the drummer from Restless, and I'll have news about Restless in a couple of weeks' time, because I've done something for them.
Okay.
So I went down there not realising that the lineup would have changed by the time I got there. And it wouldn't just be Restless, it would also be Space Cadets, Coffin Nails, King Kurt, loads of my favourite bands on this same bill. Absolutely brilliant. Went down there with my mate Steve. We got completely leathered, of course. Two things that I want to talk about, though, both involving rockabilly women. First one, where, I don't know, around about 9 o'clock, I went outside for some fresh air. There was a girl there who'd been in the queue in front of us, and I had my pork pie hat on. And she said, "Can I wear your hat?" And I said, "No, I don't think it's a good idea, because it'll ruin what you've already got on your head." She already had something on her head. She said, "I'm not bothered about that," and punched herself in the side of the head. As I was about to, on that basis, lend her my hat, she walked off, and as she walked off, she tripped up over the cobbles, went arse over tits, and concussed herself. Some people helped her up, sat on a chair. I went back inside, don't want to get involved. About an hour later, walked out again for more fresh air. She's still there, sat on a chair, with a mate who'd helped her up, helping her and making sure she's all right. Her mate was on her haunches, as she stood up. She fell over as well, fell backwards, banged her head, and gave everyone a flash of her leopard skin knickers. It was quite marvellous. again, I left them to it, not wanting to get involved. Went back in. The last band on were King Kurt. While King Kurt were playing, and I'm standing on the front row, as any 41-year-old man should be, some guys started wrecking, and they dived into her, and she fell over, and they fell into her on her left-hand side, so from her right they dived into her and she fell over. I went to help her up and said, "We'd like some help." She turned around, decided it was my, and I was on her left. She decided it was my fault the whole thing had happened, and said to me, "Get your hands off me, don't touch me, I'm going to kick you in the nuts."
Mate, okay.
I thought, oh, a bit uncle, the band are playing and everything, okay. The least thing a Smeggy can see what's happening. Anyway, before I had a chance to say, "Look, it wasn't me, I'm just trying to help," she was dragged away by a lady in a stripy top with blonde hair, pulled into the background, and presumably told, "That guy had nothing to do with it, leave him alone." I don't know, because I never saw her again. She did just vanish.
Right.
after the show, me and my mate Steve, who'd gone down there with me, decided to, we got a cab back to St Pancras, went from St Pancras, or as you call it, St Pancras, we went back up to Luton on the slowest train ever, got back to his pub, where his girlfriend Lisa had got his Chinese takeaway, bless her, and then said, shall we watch that film you want to watch, Steve? He went, yeah, let's watch it. So we went upstairs, we sat down with a bottle of red wine. Lisa poured the drinks. Lisa and I started drinking. Steve fell asleep straight away. And me and Lisa watched this film called Leap Year, which is quite possibly the worst film I've ever seen.
Really?
She laughed all the way through at me, grumbling. It's just such... It looks like it's been made by the Irish Tourist Board. It's horrendous.
Who's in it?
Oh, I don't know. Some actors.
Right, okay. that one.
Oh my god, I hated it, but I watched the whole thing. She said, look, we can stop it, because I'm going, this is fucking shit. She said, we can stop at any point. I went, no, I want to see it until the end, because I don't want anyone to tell me, oh, the last 15 minutes are brilliant. They weren't. It was completely dreadful. They left about 4, they went to bed, I went to sleep on the sofa, woke up with a cat on my legs. This is becoming normal. I went to stand up and couldn't. My legs gave way. And I realised I've been standing up for over 10 hours the same day as the London Marathon. I felt like I'd done it, except for at the water stops. Rather than having water, I had beer and takeaway. If you'd like to read more about that, you can do via my blog, which is paulieb, paulieb.blogspot.com. You'll find it. All the information's there. I'm out of breath there. I've talked for too long. I'm going to get on with the next song. This is a band that we're playing on Sunday, Restless. Absolutely brilliant band. And this is from their one pop album. They brought out over 10 albums down the years. This is the one pop one. And it's an album called After Midnight. What I want to know is, what's Restless website?
Restless.com?
No, it's not. They haven't got one.
Oh, mate.
It's a trick question.
That's evil.
There's things of them all over the net. What I've actually written down here is type it in, look for yourself. Type in Restless Band, Restless Rockabilly, anything like that. You'll find out information about them. They've got a lot of their albums are on Nervous Records. You can get stuff via Nervous or Raucous there. This is a track from the album. It's called Bye, Bye, Bye.
If it were you, I need space to get myself in gear. The end is very, very near. I can't make it, I can't choose. Not much left for me to do but lose. You cheat and you lie. One more week and I'll have to say bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye got time to cut me down to size. I wish you realize I'm just trying to make an honest dime, but you won't give me time. They all listen to what you say. I'll never see the light of day. Please give me just another year. I promise I'll get out of here. I can't make it. I can't choose. Not much left for me to do but lose.
That was Restless, Tony.
Cool.
And this is something that's come from Ariel's Cyber PR. It's something that, again, not typical for Punky, but I like it. See if you do. This is Honeychild Coleman. That was Honeychild Coleman, Tony.
Cool.
You're listening to I Don't Know What, because I haven't written it down.
Ah.
I don't know which bed we're supposed to have here, but it's on anyway, and I'm really, really glad that you did. I'm not sure how I screwed that up.
Sounds good, though.
Yes, excellent. Yeah. And that's a track called Youth's Eternal from Honeychild Coleman's new album. Honeychild Coleman, I believe, is from New York City, as are the Broken Dolls. So it's all right, you know. You can find out more about Honeychild Coleman by visiting her MySpace page. What do you think that is?
MySpace.com/Honeychild Coleman.
No, MySpace.com/Honeychild8, that's the number 8, RM, which makes me think that Honeychild Coleman probably had a few goes at getting that MySpace page right. If we're up to 8RM. But yeah, you can find that more there, which I believe makes it probably be on the internet 3 Tony Wong.
Sounds about right.
No, because you got... Well, yeah, I think it's 3-1, I think. I'm winning anyway, that's the important thing. Now then, Tony. Yeah. Have you got any... This bit's really smooth. Have you got any... you got any gigs for us this week?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Yes.
Another pre-come chart, right?
So, yeah, another week, another gigs, worth of gigs for 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in London, if you don't know by now. So we'll start with tomorrow, Thursday, 21st of April. We have Billy Liar and Brandy Rowe and more to be confirmed. It's Brandy Rowe Presents, and it's a new monthly night of acoustic punk and rock and roll.
Right.
So it's a monthly thing.
Rid of the acoustic, I'm interested.
Yeah. How much do you think that is?
£6.
No, £5.
Ooh, man. £5. Yeah. That's recession busting.
On Friday, 22nd of April, The Castaways, Anal Thunder, and more acts to be confirmed.
Anal Thunder?
Anal Thunder. Yeah.
I'll give you some Anal Thunder.
Nice. It's London Calling Night.
I'm glad you said nice.
Yeah. Well, don't get many offers like that. It's Sunderland Calling Night, so how much do you think that is?
It's Sunderland Calling.
Yes, Sunderland. London Calling Night. How much do you think that one is?
£6.
It is.
Oh, back on track.
Saturday, 23rd of April. Acts to be confirmed.
St. George's Day.
Oh, yeah. Acts to be confirmed. That's another London Calling Night, so whatever's on it will be great.
Yes, and if it has London Calling, it has the seal of approval. Yeah. I'm calling that £6, Tony.
You'd be right.
Oh, excellent.
On Sunday, 24th of April, open mic session, hosted by Vince McCann. Arrive from 7pm, music from 8pm. That's open mic. Well, how much do you think that one is?
Open mic? I'd want them to pay me. £3.
It is £3.
Nice.
And it's on the Monday, it's Easter Monday. 25th of April. There's something on, but it just says to be confirmed, so see their website for more details. Wish I had that, actually. Probably should look that one up. So something on, go along. It'll probably be £6, probably, but we don't know.
So I don't get the chance to guess there.
I don't know.
They've just got something on.
Yeah.
I've got something on, Tony.
Have you?
Not much.
And finally, Tuesday, 26th of April, The Mighty Between and James Cannon and Dave Owen. Not much more information on that, but how much do you think that one is?
I don't know, mate. Tuesday night, how much do you want to spend?
Exactly.
£6.
It is £6.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. Right.
That's it.
Beautifully said. Does that conclude
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar?
Yes.
Right, better go on with the next song then, mate. Okay. This has got nothing to do with all of that. This is another band that were on Sunday at Help Japan. Band you may have heard of, Tony, King Kurt. But not from one of their better-known albums. It's from their third album that came out in the very early 90s. It's an album called Poor Man's Dream, and it's an eclectic mix of things that weren't necessarily atypical of King Kurt, but nevertheless are rather good. And I don't think we've ever played this track before.
Doesn't sound familiar. No.
Well, I haven't told you what it is yet. But fair point. On that basis, yeah, it doesn't sound familiar at all. It could be anything. What do I know is, what is King Kurt's website?
Alcoholicrat.co.uk?
No! You got confused with the old MySpace there. They do have a website, which is kingkurt.com.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Ha! Probably be internet 4 Tony Wong. I thought you were going to win this week. Don't know why. Must have not really been looking very seriously at it. Enjoy this. This is First Cock's Crow. Well, if you tell him, You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Even though I don't know what half of them are. Because I've had a bit of a meltdown. I have had a bit of a meltdown as well. It's hot, isn't it?
It bloody is, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's hot. It's, for all you people listening in the States suffering with snow and tornadoes, it's lovely here. now, I didn't ask you about whether you did anything last week, did you?
Did a few bits and pieces. One thing with the weather, we've got no blinds here, so we've been trying to get some temporary blinds. We've bought some film for the windows, so we bought that and it's finally come, so we're going to get that put up. It's kind of mirrored, like a mirrored foil.
Oh yeah.
So we can stick on all the blinds and maybe trying to get some coolness back in the flat, because it's like a greenhouse.
Do you have the mirrors facing inside or outside, Tony?
Inside, natural.
Of course.
Yeah. What would we use on the other way around, so the birds could look at themselves? Kind of be crazy.
Are you going to pull faces at yourself while you're with the bird? This is the question. Are you going to do it with a buffalo here?
I thought I'd just walk around naked and admire myself.
You could also do that. If I walk around naked, mate, I do not admire myself. I walk around naked around this flat regularly, and I do it shamefully. I'm terribly upset by the sight of it. Do you know what I look like naked, Tony?
No.
I don't know whether we've been through this before, but I look like a pear on two cocktail sticks. I look like if Homer Simpson had to go at a diet and gave up pretty quickly. That's right. Just imagine that as an image, if you will.
No.
Me in all yellow. But yes, anyway, so how's the car?
The car's fine. The car's great. Still loving it. A bird shit on it the other day. Broke my heart, but it's all right. Clean it off.
A bird shat on it and it broke your heart.
It's terrible.
I think your heart's brittle.
It is a little bit.
The bird shat on my car. Well, first of all, I want to know what she was doing there. Right, yes. But you did do something last week, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we took the parents out the weekend, but mainly last night it was we went out for a bit of a networking and a bit of a drinking session with Steph's college mates. Steph's been doing a business course that finished on Monday, so yesterday they all went out for drinks and everything, business style networking. I had to end up drinking cider. So that was good, having a bit of a catch up in the other side of town in a place called Antenna, which is like a business centre near the Lace Market. No, not the Lace Market, near the Eye Stadium.
It's still sort of that way.
It is kind of that way, yeah, next to St. Anton. That was really good. Then we came home and watched Burke and Hare, which was pretty good as well.
Is that the one with what's his face?
Simon Pegg. And then the guy out of Lord of the Rings.
What's it like? Any good?
Yeah, really good. Didn't realise it was a true story, or roughly a true story.
You didn't realise it was a true story?
Nah.
Oh, good lord.
Nah.
All right, fair enough.
Well, it's roughly based. I think they've made a lot of it up, but it's roughly based on true events.
That's not like films to make things up.
It says at this beginning, based on a true story, apart from the bits that aren't true.
That's helping you out, isn't it? So, you got anything planned for Easter or St. George's Day?
Not yet. We weren't sure what we were going to do, but I think we might go away now. But it's all pretty last minute, as always. Might try and see somewhere we haven't seen in England. Pick somewhere and go.
Right.
If it's St. George's Day, maybe something
English.
English. So maybe not Scotland or Wales.
Yeah, that would be sensible. Yeah. I've got no plans. If you've got something you'd like me to do this week, why don't you let me know? Email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, tiny your email. This is what I think you should do this week, and I'll fucking do it. Because I've got no plans for Saturday or Sunday.
You've got no gigs?
I've got no plans for St. George's Day. I've got no plans for Easter Sunday whatsoever. So if you have an idea, I may consider it. Tell your idea to fuck off. You just don't know. But I'm
Don't ask, don't get.
Yeah, don't ask, don't get. You're so harsh. Here's the next song, Tony. We've played a track by this band before. You know, I've said it's all a bit of a mixed bag this week.
Yeah.
This is as mixed as it gets, because this is the Pussy Warmers. Pussy Warmers.
möchten wir singen, Klangstrukturen präsentieren. Für ein gutes Gelingen, die Glieder ein wenig schwingen. Wir wollen uns überwinden, Liebe und Tiefe zu finden. Die Sinne sollten vibrieren, beim Liegen, Lieben und Fliegen. Beim Leben und Fliegen. Wir fragen uns, warum denn? Stumm sein, ein Song möchten wir summen, wie die Hummeln am Brummen. Wir fühlen uns berufen, mit Luft zu füllen die Lungen und suchen die Ruhmesstufen beim guten Buhlen und Suhlen. Es ist vonnöten, müssen die Sünden zu tilgen. Wir möchten schweben am Boden, mit Vögeln in luftigen Höhen. Die röhrenden Elchbullen hören, blöden, flötend und vögelnd. Blödend und vögelnd.
That's the Pussy Warmers, Tony.
Cool.
And a song called La Naine La... Now, the thing is, the way they sing it isn't the way that I would say it. Okay. La Naine La Bembele, I think it is. Which is from their album, The Chronicles of the Pussy Warmers. And that's come through, again, from Voodoo Rhythm Records. Thank you very much, Voodoo Rhythm. You've sent us two this week. I'm very happy. And that is described as Weimar music. In fact, I've got the press release in front of me. Should you have found that music really disconcerting and odd? Because it is disconcerting and odd. Now, where are we here? Right. They'll time warp you into the Weimar Republic at the end of the 1910s, which is a little bit wrong, actually, because the Weimar Republic didn't start until after the end of the First World War and was actually responsible for the rise of Nazism as much as anything else, if you want a historical perspective on what you just heard. But it's very unusual music. It's a total anarchistic monster created from Art Deco ballroom. And I've got something in my throat. There we go. That's better. Now, so, what I like when Voodoo Rhythm send you stuff through, they send you it in English and German. Would you like it in English or German?
Ooh. German.
Right. That's fucked me up.
English then.
I was pretty sure you were going to say English then. I can't remember what second is in German. It's the fourth word. This could be interesting. Dies ist die second Schallplatte, Stroke CD, für das aus dem Tessen italienische Teldischweiß stammenden Exotica Obscura Freak Show Varieties Sea Clues Orchestra, the Pussy Warmers. Dirk das Turen, Dirk Europa, und dem vielen Songmaterial schreiben hatte die Band zwei Markante Seiten entdeckt, die es gab hervor zu heben auf der einen Seite. Very groovy, sweet and mellow auf der anderen. That's what they put here. Complete, chaotic, obscure and incredible strange. So war es seit dieses zwei Seiten einander bekannt zu machen und sie buchten in Montalbuna, open brackets, Italy, close brackets, das Outside and Inside Studio und mit Nena, Movie Star Junkies, Vermillion Sounds, ihre neue Platte auf Sonemen.
Ja.
Die meisten Songs sind mit nur zwei Mikrofonen aufgenommen. zwei sehr gut und ein sehr gut Raum, smiley face, auf eine Tascam-Bandmaschine, Knickerbockers, und Martin Schumacher, Julius Knickerbockers, ins Studio eingeladen und einen Sound kreiert, den es nun zu überbieten gibt. Man fühlt sich in die komplett anarchistisch und freiheitlich Weimar Republik in, 1919. See, I told you I was right. Es ist nur katapultieren, wo alles Arbruch, alles möglich ist zu finden hier, auch so zusammen wie Italian Tarantella, Tango Vals, Dixieland Jazz, Bavaria Beer Polka, Blues Trash, Psychedelic Punk. Und lassen sich ein gelohnes schwarzes Bier an einem Tiefkranzchen zu gut kommen. Enjoy! Oh, that's made it all clear to you. Have I asked you about Pussy Warmer's MySpace page yet?
No.
What is Pussy Warmer's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Pussy Warmers.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/The Pussy Warmers for some reason. Poorly being Internet 5, Tony 1. For those of you who don't speak German, the last couple of minutes might have been a bit weird. Have you got a twat?
No.
Right, good job. I was talking German then.
Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to Project Marv, I think. Thanks to you, sir. Great one, Tony. Cool. I'm coughing again. So what are we going to do about you not having a twat?
Well, firstly, I need twat, so please do email me your twats. The twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Email that to me, tony@punkyradio.com. Email me now. Thank you.
Email me now.
Email me now. But in the meantime, I do have a couple of more gigs.
Oh, brilliant. Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Part two.
Yes.
Das ist einen Part in Schweizen. I think I might have just said that's part pig.
Sorry about that. Schwein is pig, isn't it?
Sounds like someone else's girlfriend. Right, yes, anyway.
So, I've got two emails, both from John from the Bleach Boys.
Hey!
It came through a week apart. First one. Hi there, Mr. Hearn. He's nothing if not formal. We are playing a memorable gig at the Boston Arms Music Room on the 23rd of April.
It's St. George's Day.
It is memorable because it is memorable because we support the Vibrators, and it is the last Vibrators show for Mr. Ian Carnican, aka Knox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sounds like a bit of an end of an era, he says.
Well, it's kind of not really the Vibrators without him.
Is he the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Boston Arms Music Room, 23rd of April.
Looks like I've got a plan.
There you go.
It's at Tufnell Park. It's right by Tufnell Park Tube.
Right, okay. Yeah, I've got no more details than that. No cost or anything, so... Yeah. That's all I have.
It won't be vastly expensive. It will be very good. Especially if they've advertised it amongst their fans as being Knox's last gig. It'll be busy. Mm. And I don't know whether you remember when I did the Bleach Boys rockumentary.
Yeah.
When I went up to Bedford to Esquire's. But they were supporting Vibrators that night.
Okay.
Yeah. And Knox, very, very, very politely and sweetly, walked up to me just as I'd finished one of the interviews with one of the bands, and he said, "Hello, I'm Knox." I went, "Oh, hello, nice to meet you." Not knowing who he was. And then he walked off. And then they came on stage, he was the lead singer, went, "Fuck, I just could have interviewed Knox and the Vibrators there, bollocks." Absolutely typical of my shitty life. Anyway, yes.
And he also goes on to say another email. Hi, Tony. Less formal this time. We want to tell the world that on the royal wedding night, we are playing the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street with Shag Nasty and others on stage about 10:30. And also, we've just recorded another couple of tracks with Andy Davis, with whom we did our Four Cyclists CD all those years ago.
Andy Davis is the man who... I don't know whether you remember me doing a song called Goths on Holiday, but Andy Davis recorded that as well.
Yeah.
He is the glumpire. He used to be a fat goth. Now he's rather slim.
Oh.
I saw him getting his dreadlocks done the other day in a hairdresser's kitchen. Sorry, he didn't just go off on it. By a girl who was wearing dreadlocks. And it was at my mate Felix's hair salon. And I was out the back and I had my hat on. And he had his hat on. And I said, "Listen, why don't you go in there and give me a beard trim while we're wearing our hats? While Andy Davis is getting his dreadlocks done by a girl with dreadlocks, it'll be a good photo." And Felix said, "Guess what?
No."
No, what he actually said was, "Sorry, I've got an appointment." I was only joking. It was only for the photograph, but fair enough. Well, very professional. But yes, it looks like I've got a plan for the royal wedding as well.
There you go. So that
I was going to wank myself silly that day, but I might actually go and see a band now. So yeah.
Oh, two plans.
I'm easily distracted.
Yeah, so I'll probably remind everyone next week for that, because it'll be in the normal gig guide as well. But I thought I'd just now. So yeah, there you go.
If you have a plan for the royal wedding, Tony, I'm giving you an advance warning. If you have a plan for the royal wedding or that additional bank holiday weekend when everyone in England has two weekends off in a row, but thanks to the stupid bloody government and education system, they send the kids back to school for 3 days rather than letting everyone have an 11-day holiday.
Hmm.
Maybe you could let us know about it next week.
Yeah. I've got no idea. I'll have to think what I'm doing.
All right. These things have been...
It's what?
Well long this week.
That's true.
So it's time for our last track, and I'm looking for the song by them. This is a band called Urban Waste, Tony, who have again come from Nicotine Records. You might notice that we started off with Nicotine, went to Voodoo Rhythm, mucked about, then came back to Voodoo Rhythm. Now we're going back to Nicotine. I'm calling these some pretty unusual parentheses, especially parentheses, my friend. I'm just looking for the CD because I had it around here and it appears to have fucked off. Anyway, the band are called Urban Waste. They've come through Nicotine Records. The album is called Recycled. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Urban Waste's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/UrbanWaste.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/UrbanWasteNYC. Because they're from New York City as well, rather like Honeychild Coleman, even though I might have got it wrong earlier on the show. Doesn't matter. This is quite a nice title that I thought was going to be a very different song to the one it is, and that it's quite serious. Thought we'd finish the show this week with a bit of Oi, Tony.
Okay, cool.
So we can do that now. This is, I believe, Poorly Being the Internet 6, Tony 1, which is not what I was expecting at all. Something of a thrasher. This is Have an Affair. The Havana Affair, or Havana Affair, or Havana Affair,
mm-hmm.
from their album Recycle, which is a classic bit of New York oi punk to finish up this week. I do realise that most of the middle section of the show this week hasn't been very punky. I will try and rectify that next week. Should I set myself a challenge, Tony, for next week?
Sure.
I should, shouldn't I? Why don't I play 8 punk tracks next week?
Ooh, okay.
All right, we'll do 8 punk tracks next week. We'll mess this bad boy up. Please do email me your jokes or poems to poorlybe@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, either Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner. Also, hello to our friends on Hussy Skunk and Roach Radio. Thanks for listening to us. And if you're listening on those shows right now, well done. Thank you very much for listening on those stations. And if you haven't listened to those days before, do. Fairly straightforward. Type in Hussy Skunk, HussieSkunk, or Roach Radio, ROACH Radio. You'll find them. What should people be doing for this week, Tony?
I've got loads of things for new people to do. They need to email me or twats. Your twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Also, if you've got any gigs to promote, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the gig details in them. And need your iTunes reviews. We did some last week, but we still need more. So please go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that and ensure a review. 5 stars only. You will need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. And also, finally, don't forget, if you have any suggestions for Punky Radio website, what you might like to change about it, or what you think it might need, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll see what we can do.
This show has been far longer than normal, and that's been my fault. I thought I had little to say. I clearly had a lot. I would like to apologise on behalf of me for my general long shittiness. Think, though, that without this show, you will not be familiar with the term pre-cum tightrope.
True.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo!